first a couple of comments. The second reading from the book of Revelation refers to Jesus or God as the first and the last. That phrase is also used whenever the Easter candle is blessed on Holy Saturday night. Jesus is the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. And many Easter candles have the letters, the Alpha, which is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and the Omega, which is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. That's a way of decorating the candle, which symbolizes Jesus, who is the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. You just went to CCD class for 30 seconds. As you know, our school building has children grades pre-K through fourth grade, and during the children's mass this week, I asked them, how do you know if something is dead? And one student said, well, it's not breathing anymore. Another student said, well, if it's squashed. In other words, they obviously have stepped on a few bugs here or there. And a third student mentioned that if it's floating upside down. Obviously, someone dealt with the grief of losing a goldfish. We believe Christ is alive, and that was the theme of the Mass, and Christ is alive, and proof that he is alive is he breathes upon us. You know, we lock the bathroom door for the sake of privacy. We lock the doors of our cars so no one steals them or takes the stuff that's in them. Although I get a kick every once in a while when I look out of the sacristy window, I'll see women locking their purses in the car trunk. Gee, if I'm a robber, guess where I'm going to look first for your purse? We lock the doors of our hotel rooms for the sake of not being disturbed, and we lock our homes and our apartments so that we aren't robbed. Locking is a pretty much a daily experience. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, the second Sunday of Easter, we are told that the disciples of Jesus are behind locked doors out of fear, fear of the Jews, fear of the Roman authorities. But those locked doors were no guarantee of protection. Roman soldiers could easily have broken in. Jesus doesn't need to open the door. Jesus doesn't need to break in. Father Ron Rollheiser writes, "The love that is revealed in Jesus' suffering and death reveals that when we are so paralyzed by fear and overcome by darkness, that we can no longer help ourselves. When we reach the stage, when we can no longer open the door to let light and life in, God can still come through locked doors, stand inside our fear and paralysis, and breathe peace." He continues, "The love revealed by Jesus can fully forgive, melt frozen hearts, penetrate walls of fear, and descend into our private hells, and precisely there, breathe peace." Immediately following our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection, the apostles and disciples were living through their own type of hell. They were afraid. Some had serious doubts. They were grief-stricken, distressed, and they felt helpless. As we gather on this Divine Mercy Sunday, are we hiding behind some type of locked door because of guilt or shame, fear or pride? Are we currently feeling helpless, living through some type of personal hell because of our refusal to believe? And by our doubts, are we stubbornly refusing to have faith and to trust? Are we being too stubborn, demanding proof so that faith is no longer necessary? You see, Jesus breathed upon the disciples, and he wants to breathe his peace upon us. And you'll notice in the gospel, whenever Jesus breathes on them, they are changed from being a disciple, a follower, into becoming an apostle, someone who was sent to bring healing and peace to others. As you might remember, in the book of Genesis, God breathed life, spirit, and soul into the human person. Jesus' breath animates the disciples. In the breath of Jesus, the spirit of Jesus animates us. The breath of Jesus is the breath of divine mercy. Jesus forgave those who abandoned him and denied him. Jesus forgave those who kept their distance. Jesus forgave those who even crucified him. And Jesus forgave those who had their doubts. And just as Jesus was able to barge into the lives of the disciples, hiding behind locked doors, every once in a while the Lord Jesus needs to barge into our lives with his peace and then make us peacemakers as well. At Eucharist, we remember, but we also experience the reconciliation brought about by the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ. You know, it's not uncommon to hear someone say that a Catholic is now a fallen away Catholic. They're no longer participating in the life of the church. I suppose we could also say that some folks are also hidden away Catholics, Catholics in hiding, for whatever reason. And the Holy Spirit can provide the grace and power to animate us, to make us come alive, so that the signs and wonders mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles can also be accomplished by us and among us. The door of God's mercy is wide open. Now is the time to enter.